Here is the one and only Hooch. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners, coming in on the back of a bit of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
There you go. Very good. Hey, summertime, buddy. What about this? Bright sunshine before 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, summertime, and I welcome it with open arms, although last Sunday, it's a pertinent fact to make sure you've got your sunscreen and your wide-brimmed hat on.
Okay, so got a bit burnt there. You went to Coles Bay, is that right, last weekend?
Yeah, I was in Hobart, so I came home via Swansea. We had that little Baskerville 1000 race. That was a barrel of laughs on the Saturday. Speared back up the coast to Swansea on the Saturday Arvo after driving 1,000 laps of Baskerville. The next best thing I thought to do was to get in the car and drive.
So,
Sunday out on the water at Swansea was a great day, but uncharacteristically, I wore my hat on backwards, you know, like some sort of a skateboarder. I never do that. Don't know why I did. And I've lost basically the skin off my face. So, yeah, that's a good warning for people out there. Make sure be sun safe. Have a nice wide-brim hat on your boat, particularly if you don't have a cab. This boat never had a cab. And I got smashed from the sun, the sea surface, and my mate bald, so off his head as well. So three-way burn.
Did you catch any fish, though?
We did. It was a great day. We got some. So the plan of attack was to try for a thresher shark. So the tide was later in the day. We went down, caught the bait, some salmon, went down and caught some flathead. But by the time the tide came to us, it was a bit windy. It was a bit nasty. So we just went home and cooked up a few fish and had a beautiful feed.
All right. Well, while we're mentioning tides, let's do it now for Deegan Marine. So we've got a high tide, 17 past 10 this morning, 3.3 metres. Saturday's high, 11.20 in the morning, again 3.3. And Sunday's high at 12.25 in the afternoon, 3.4. So fairly average. We've got a big old moon at the moment, so it's sucking the tides, that's for sure.
Yeah, the big moon means the big water movement, and that often brings on the fish movement. We've had a fair bit of activity out off Bass Strait the last week or so, so it's fishing quite well. What did we have yesterday, I noted? Todd Bakes. So Todd Bakes went out off Burnie and he had a Mako shark come to the boat. They're fantastic eating. They're not for everyone because they take a little bit of catching. The catching them and the hooking them is the pretty easy bit. The dispatching them nicely at the side of the boat, that can be pretty tricky. So if you find yourself hooked up to a Mako, just be prepared for a few shenanigans towards the end of the fight. Just take it easy and you'll be fine. But it's great to see those back in Bass Strait. They've been slow over a number of years. But I think with all the bait that's moved into Bass Strait, we'll see some good Mako shark fishing this year. And Todd Bakes did a good job. He was only in 20 metres of water yesterday, so that was fantastic.
Have you ever come close to losing a finger from a shark? Or, one of those big teeth fish?
Funny story. The closest I've come to losing a finger is from a marlin. Of course, Stevens, that was a funny story. But the thingies are all pretty good. It's funny, you know, you when you have a shark in front of you flipping around and going mad, you sort of keep your wits about you. They're an interesting, 15 minutes beside the boat at the end of the fight. So you've got to have your wits about you. But, you've got a few decent gaps. And you're prepared. So get into Seamaster Marine and get some decent gas.
There you go.
Attack a Mako shark.
Good plug. Just briefly, what was that marlin story at Port Stephens? What happened?
Well, we were fishing a competition. We were tagging and releasing, and we were using single hook skirted lures. And that's, with marlin fishing, it's very, very tricky to get a high hook ratio with your skirted lures. And we had a very good hook ratio. We were using single hooks. And for some reason, one of our members decided to put out a twin hook rig out, and I didn't really know. So there was a bit of pandemonium when we caught this marlin, and we're trying to tag it. And one of my mates had hold of the bill, and I come off the steering wheel and came down and grabbed the bottom jaw or the back part of the marlin and didn't realise I could see the hook in the fish, but I didn't know there was another one dangling around there.
Aye.
And as soon as I grabbed the marlin, I felt this massive hook go in my finger through the cartilage and the skin of my finger. And I looked at Howie and I said, "Don't you let go of this fish." He said, "Why is that?" He said, "Because I'm hooked up to it as well."
Yeah.
And so here I am hooked to the fish. The fish is going, you know, crazy. And I thought to myself, if Howie lets go of this marlin and I get pulled over the side, this could be nuts. So while the fish was flapping around, we managed to get the shackle off the other hook. And then I had to deal with all the rest of the pandemonium and tag the fish while I had this big hook on my finger. Meanwhile, dear old Moz, who's passed away, he was dry reaching and carrying on because he wasn't able to look at blood and stuff. So we took a few photos of it later on, and I cut the hook with pliers and everything was fine.
Love a good fishing story. All right, let's go local now this weekend. So you were saying off the air, good fishing off Penguin.
Yes, Wayne Purton from Purton Automotive there in Ulverston. He went out last weekend and he managed to pick up some nice flathead. I think he was in about 30 metres of water from memory. He started off sort of off Ulverston, but he drifted down towards Penguin, and that's where they found the fish. He also caught a really nice butterfly lachid. Some people call them a butterfly gurnet, but they're actually a lachid. They look a little bit like a gurnet, and we all hate those things, so be careful if you catch a gurnet. They will be nasty should they spike you. But he had a really good day out, and who else did well? I can't remember. But there was some more flathead caught down that way from someone that mentioned to me earlier on in the week. So, yeah, it seems to be fishing okay down around the Penguin Burnie area, a bit slower up around the Devonport area.
Heard any good river stories lately?
Not really. I really should get my head back into the trout fishing because now with this hot weather, the trout will be looking up. And when they say they're looking up, they're going to be looking for the insects. The warm weather will bring on the hatches and the fly fishermen will really, really start to come out and have a ball. Those trout look up at the insects. They're all emerging and they're all flying and hitting the surface. So that's a lot of fun at the minute.
Yeah, well, weather's looking pretty good this weekend. Good day for fishing today and Saturday and Sunday. So I would assume Sunday, though, you'll be stuck in front of the TV watching Bathurst.
Yeah, so tonight I'm going to grab my little son and my middle daughter, Ella. We're going to go down. So Mason and Ella and I will go down to Hobart in a bit of a whirlwind. We'll compete in the Wayne Cross Memorial. Thank you very much to Palmer's Plumbing because they've basically sponsored us a little race boat and we've been doing the circuit with that. So a huge shout out to Chris for that. And Nigel, the team there at Palmer's Plumbing. So we'll go down for that and then I'll race back home and we'll watch that race. Speaking of races, another big shout out to Eddie McGuire and Zach Brakey, who a couple of Tasmanian lads. They went over to Adelaide and recently won the Adelaide Tarmac Rally. That was fantastic. And they left young Stephen McGuire at home to run the business there at Poly Welding Solutions. Geez, we're plugging some stuff.
You are an absolute plug fest. It's like it's like watching the old Good Morning Australia with Bert Newton. It's like plugs going everywhere.
It's unbelievable. Big shout out to Sandra Deegan and Deegan Marie there for the time earlier.
All right, so Bathurst this weekend. Are you? Do you follow anyone in particular in supercars? Like, have you got a favourite driver nowadays or what?
Not really, but I actually am a bit of a design and a bit of a graphics man. I really like the Shell car. I think that's looked a million bucks for a number of years, and that's the one, the white, the blue and the orange Shell car. That looks awesome. A lot of the Red Bull cars, they look absolutely fantastic. They've got some great graphic designers. And that Monster Energy car, that looks pretty trick in the satin black and the lime green. Obviously, the energy drinks, I hate them with a passion, but they're just another excuse to yell at your kids for drinking that rubbish. But
So there you go. You've finished it off with an anti-plug then.
Yeah, I don't want a plug, but I'll dish out some anti-plugs if I need to. Those energy drinks, they're a waste of space. All they are an excuse to get atrial fibrillation later in life. So you better
All right, plug your website, Facebook there.
That is Team Penn Simrad Fishing.
All right, mate. Nice work. Enjoy Hobart. Enjoy Bathurst. Talk to you next week.
All right, lovely work. I'll catch us all later.